Here's Stephanie at the São Francisco Piranha exhibit, and I'm going to tell you a story. In 1913, former President Theodore Roosevelt made a trip down the Brazilian Amazon. Wanting to show off for the important visitor, locals used nets to block off a section of the Amazon days before the visit. They then caught piranha from other parts of the river and placed them in their makeshift aquarium, all while keeping the fish unfed. When Roosevelt arrived, the locals finally offered the piranha food by throwing a cow into the water. The piranha, having been starved for days, wasted no time. In minutes, the cow's skeleton was all that was left. To Roosevelt's eye, the piranha seemed like the perfect killing machine. He wrote at length about the fish's bloodthirsty disposition. Upon returning home, his fellow Americans spread the story like wildfire. This myth has pervaded modern culture, with movies like Piranha reteaching the incorrect facts about these fish. Piranha, like the São Francisco seen in this exhibit, aren't apex predators. They're prey to caimans, birds, river dolphins, and other large fish. They don't hunt in packs as vicious predators. Instead, their shoals, what you would call a pack of piranha, are meant for protection, as studies have shown piranha will keep juveniles towards the center of their shoals and form larger groups in shallower and more inhabited waters. Unless these fish are starving as they were in 1913 or severely threatened, they will not behave as the media has led us to believe. Instead, they're merely suffering from a bad reputation.